Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to a special edition of The Professionals here on NDB Media. I'm joined by my compatriot from the far, far, far east. I gotta tell you, well, at least it's far east to me. He's about 2,900 miles away from me. He is Brian Tarvin. How you doing, pal?
Oh, doing wonderful. Thanks for setting up the show. I've been looking forward to this. I'm off work today, and I'm ready to talk some sports.
What a convenient thing, Brian. I am off today as well, and I got to tell you, it's all good in the hood. Ladies and gentlemen, he's Brian. I'm Roger. We're going to get this one going. Brian, oh my goodness, a lot of stuff happening. ESPN is headlining one of the best days in Boston history, dare I say, and wow. There was a lot of stuff that was going on in Boston today, folks. And there was a lot of stuff in the NFL. 10 sacks. Oh, my God, Brian, have you ever seen a guy go down as much as that?
Oh, I have. I was watching the Iron Bowl one year, and we sacked the quarterback 12 times in the first half. 12 times and a half. It was funny. And there were license plates made, Hulk if you sack Brody. You know, like bumper stickers and everything. It was one of the best things I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. 12 sacks in the first half? I've got to ask, what was the total, or did you kick his butt out?
I think it was about 13. In the second half, it was a lot different. But every time the guy snapped the ball and went back to pass, he had four people just pile-driving into the ground. It was awesome.
You know, Brian, I remember in my senior year of high school, we had the intramural sports, and I remember actually quarterbacking my team. There was about 14 or 15 teams in the entire school, and like I said, intramural. And I was a senior. I was quarterbacking. I remember telling, I think it was Mike Nyberg, Mike, damn it, will you at least hit someone, push them? Give me a second to throw the ball. And I was complaining. I thought that was one of the worst days of my life. But I didn't get sacked. I did not get sacked, Brian. I just had a bunch of hurries and a bunch of drop passes all over the place because, Brian, I am not a quarterback.
No.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that reassurance on that one. But,
I thought you were the main man, quarterback, baseball player, everything.
Young man, when it comes to Nintendo sports, I am God. And if you really want to get into it, when it came to Intellivision sports, woohoo! Baby, I couldn't be beat in every version of every game on Intellivision. That was absolutely awesome. Hopefully we'll have Cuervo joining us sometime soon, and maybe even the Couch Potato will be joining us as well. So we'll see. Hopefully that will be happening. If not, we're going to be getting some of this.
And now, manager of the pitches, former six-time National League home run champ, Jimmy Stupid.
I guess we're going to get a lot of hairy butt kissing today, huh, there, Brian?
Oh, yeah. What was that off
of? A League of Their Own.
Okay.
You've seen that movie, of course, right?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, my goodness.
Great movie.
Oh, heck yeah. That's when a Jimmy Dugan, played by Tom Hanks, makes his appearance on the field. They're saluting him, and he's like, you can kiss my ass. Kiss my beard. Oh, my goodness. It's really good stuff. Want to welcome our guests in the chat room. And, of course, don't forget to follow us here at ndbmedia.net, twitter.com. We're NDB Sports. And, of course, Brian, Weigh In Sports Talk. Why don't you tell us where we can find you on Facebook, Twitter, and all that other good stuff, Brian?
Well, go to Twitter, at Weigh In Sports. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/Tarvino. And Facebook, you can go to, we have a Weigh In Sports page, actually. You can like the page, and we have a Weigh In Sports Talk message group you can join as well. So make sure to go to Facebook, ask to join the group. I'll add you. That way you can follow our games of the week, any updates we have regarding the show. So make sure you're somewhere. And Roger, we're almost through with our website. We had a little delay. I've been busy the past month, so we're about to get that finished hopefully this week, and we'll have our weighinsportstalk.com website up and running.
Wow, that's going to be some good stuff there, folks. So, Wayne Sports, Wayne Sports Talk. I actually have been cutting out the word talk every time I give Brian play, and that's been my fault, because it is on his promos, it is on his decals and all of his monograms. I just haven't been paying attention to the sports talk. And folks, if you really want to get some good college stuff, and not only college, it's just that these guys are experts. These guys really are experts. The fervor, the flavor they get. If you want college, it's every Wednesday night, every Sunday night, and then whenever we do a special program. But Bri and Trey, these guys know it, and they have a fervent fan base, dude, and that's being polite. You have
they love their football, man. They love their football. They're passionate about it. You say the wrong thing, they could show up at your door. No kidding.
Yeah, and my buddy here, Brian, went ahead and invited me to go on the program, and I was thrilled. And what did he do? Bama sucks. Is that what you told me to say?
Yeah, that's your intro, and you got welcome very well. Everybody loved you after saying that.
Yeah, either for being stupid or compliant or having the wherewithal, I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go over the NFL scores. Actually, in Major League Baseball, you know, I'm sure we're going to talk about that one, but, you know, Boston came from behind to win that game 6-5. Unbelievable. But in the NFL, and Brian can stop me anytime, we can go to whatever he wants to talk about. But, of course, you all know Chicago on Thursday beat the Giants 27-21. Green Bay edged Baltimore 19-17. Cincinnati won by a field goal 27-24 over Buffalo. Detroit Rams, Cleveland, 31-17. St. Louis put it to Schaub, 38-13, and apparently so did the fans. And then some guy went down like 10 times, and Kansas City won 24-7. I was paying attention to the game, I guess, on my phone, and in the third quarter it said 7-7. I was shocked. I was like, why didn't I say the Raiders had a chance to win this game? And then later on I see it's 24-7. Thank God I didn't show off my stupidity. Let me see. Carolina, 35, Minnesota, 10. You know, Brian, we did spend a lot of time talking about that. And I'm not going to say I told you guys, but, you know, it's what I expected of it, Adrian Peterson, if you want to go right into that one right now.
Yeah, how could you have – I thought about it. It could happen both ways, but it's different when you know, you're motivated by something, but how could you be motivated by your son being murdered? I mean, it's just one of those things that he looked like he was just grieving. Anytime you saw him out there, it wasn't a good place for him to be, I think. I think the smart choice would have been to stay away and let the team away from that distraction and let you deal with the grief you're going through. I mean, Roger, I'm surprised he played, honestly. I'm not beating him up for playing, but I'm just surprised that he had the desire to play after something like that happened. And maybe that was his sanctuary, really, to get out and get away from all of it for a few hours, because you know it has to be hectic right now.
Right on, Brian. I agree with you. Look, I'm in no position to do that, to say whether he should have played, did play, whatever. It is what it is. I just, you know, if you remember, I even said, it sucks being the opponents, too.
Yeah, you don't want to hit him.
You know, do, but you don't. You know, I mean, you're playing against him. You don't want him to beat you, but, yeah, you don't want to hit him. And I saw parts of the game, and, yeah, you could tell they didn't want to hit him. They did not.
See, I'm a Carolina fan, Roger, and it was hard for me because I wanted Cam to do well and them to win, but I also wanted Peterson, you know, to have a great day as well. But how many yards did he end up getting? 50,
I think it was in the 60 range. You know what?
Okay.
I'm going to click on that one, Brian, right now and see, because I'm sure we'd get the stats almost right there on the first page. Here we go. Rushing Peterson. There it was. He only carried 10 times, and he got 62 yards. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's just not that's not a characteristic of him. I mean, that's a quarter for him usually.
Yep. Again, I agree with that. And we were joking about this on the weekend, and now one of the answers have been given to us. Pittsburgh, 19. The Jets, 6. Philadelphia 31, Tampa Bay 20, and let me see, Denver 35, Jacksonville 19. Now, we spent a hell of a lot of time on this one, and I guess they didn't make the spread, right? Tell me about that one.
Well, I mean, Jacksonville came out motivated. They knew that they were being mocked in the media all week, and they were the butt of every joke. And these are professionals. And like some people say, the professionals come out, they had a chip on their shoulder, they know how to play football. They're not as talented as Denver, but it was, what was it, like a two-point game at halftime. And they hit Peyton Manning a lot in this game. They hit him late. They knocked him down a lot. Peyton Manning got hit more in this one game against Jacksonville than he has all season. So be careful out there when you're playing these teams that you don't piss them off. And that looked like Jacksonville was finally pissed off and played. Maybe they'll use that as motivation to get them going the rest of the season, because Denver was, a 27-point favorite. No, they didn't come close to cover.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And ladies and gentlemen, we do have a caller right now, so we're going to bring him in right now. I have a sneaky suspicion I know who it is, so I'm actually, I think, live on both
channels. It's me. What you doing? You guys are on the wrong channel, damn it.
Wait a minute. Who is this?
Me and Sonny are on his channel talking up a storm, wondering where the hell you guys are. And Sonny's like, you know what? I bet you they set it up on Roger's channel. And he switched over. Because according to my Facebook things, everything was supposed to be on Sonny's channel. So that's where I went. I was the only one that read the notes right. And I wasn't even going to be on the show.
Yeah. Hey.
Anyways, good morning, everyone.
How's it going, guys? It's week number 6 in the NFL, man. And we
Sonny.
Got to football tonight.
Sonny is here.
Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we're going to have a simulcast.
Yes, because I'm not hanging him up, damn it.
And you know what, Sonny? I'm not hanging up.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm gonna create a show and join both of you. We're going to have three.
Oh. Man, could you? We should do that every Monday, have three channels at just the same show. Yeah, and actually, I was thinking about what I was going to maybe start doing is start calling, make a show where we just call into all the sports shows and try to talk for 10 minutes, go from channel to channel to channel on the sports channels, and just have fun with it. You know, because I'll say this for Blog Talk Radio, they make that easy if you know how to work the system, so there you go.
Well, Sonny, you're so right, and I think this is something that you, myself, the Big Dog, and Brian, we've done in the past. We've done this simulcast stuff, and I think we really were the first ones to do the simulcast, and I think it's up to us to do the tricast. We've got to do it.
Yeah.
Got to get it done.
Yeah.
We can do a quadcast as well, because I have channels. Oh, I have two channels.
We can get really crazy, guys, and if Brian brings in Cujo, then it'll have a bestiality aspect to it.
Yeah.
There we go. Love affair with a dog. How about that? By the way. By the way, let me ask you guys the question, because we were talking about it on air on our show.
Shock.
This was a horrible week number 6. I mean, I feel like I should go back and start all over again. I my picks were not just bad, they were disgusting. And then when you talk about the spread, I'm even dumber. I can't believe how bad that I did this week on my picks. And no wonder Cuervo's kicking my butt all over the place.
Well, wait a minute. Before I go to Brian on that one, because we were talking about the spread right now, and Brian had some great comments. Where the hell is Cuervo? I think he's using the excuse of having to work not to be here.
No. He shouldn't be working. You know, it's a federal holiday. It's Columbus Day, because I know this because I'm not getting any mail. I only got FedEx today. So he should be on air. So, you know, I think we should call him.
Cool. Okay. All right. So
hold on here. I got to find this. I don't know his number. Like I was telling Big Dog, I don't know his number, and I don't know your number off the top of my head, but you're number 4 on my speed dial, and Cuervo's number. instead of looking it up. Okay, there it is. Two. All right, I'm going to call.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What
Cuervo
was that?
Now
one,
and
three?
See if he.
No,
not at all. No. So let's do that. Let's give Cuervo a call. This, since I got his number now that I had to do it, and here we go. Let's dial it and let's bring in. He's just done working. We're telling him he's done working today. Well, at least while we're doing the show. So let's have a little fun with Cuervo. Oh, you know what I'm going to do? Let me get his intro go. Here we go. All right. When he answers it, I'll put his intro on.
Kiss ass. I was going to have his intro too.
I got it all set. I'm right here. But he won't answer the phone. Watch him.
He's
we're
probably
going
to
go to voicemail. It stopped ringing. It's ringing again. Okay. All right. That's fine.
Maybe he's transferring
voicemail.
It to another phone line. Because some people have
maybe.
That night service.
Is that right? Interesting.
Well, he's a defender of the Empire.
Or maybe he's CIA and he's being rerouted throughout the United States.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Hello? Say, man, what's going on?
Okay, he's not answering the phone.
Someone answer the phone, man. What the hell? She.
That was good, Brian.
Anyway.
I heard you say hello.
Hello.
Yeah, that was good.
Anyway, well, I guess we don't get. We'll maybe try Cuervo again in a couple of minutes. Here we go. Hold on. I'm working right now, guys. Can't talk. What? The heck? Because
okay,
he
on.
Did say 1 o'clock when I was talking to him about doing the show yesterday, but I thought he was all in for doing it at this time. So,
okay. Sonny,
anyway,
Sonny, you called him.
Like.
Now let me call him.
No, he's when he says I'm working right now,
I
can't
know.
Talk.
He says he's working, Raj.
No.
Let's see if he picks up. Do you want me to have the button ready?
No, I'm already calling him. Yeah, have it ready.
No, keep it on. Keep it on.
I'm keeping it on.
See if
now
he
I'm
just picks it up. See if he just picks it
Please
up.
Please leave your message for 213-608.
Hold on. Hold on. We're going to leave a message.
Yeah,
no,
you
no,
know.
No, Sonny, I couldn't leave a message because it was going to give the phone number.
Oh.
Why
good
had
thing,
I hang up?
Good, right there, Roger. It's good, thank you.
You are so conscious of that. I'm glad someone is. So
okay.
Shoot, I was gonna. I w- here. You, let's do. Let's do this.
Are you gonna call him again?
In honor of
your
the app.
Better call somebody.
Frankly, I just wanted to hear it. So that's in honor of the. The missing guy. Hey guys, interesting games this week. Did you guys do as bad as I did on the picks, or where were you guys at on your picks?
4-1.
4-1. Damn, that's pretty good. No, I'm talking about all of them. If you were gonna pick all of them, Brian, like we did. I mean, not gambling. I know what you were doing gambling, which, by the way, I kind of throw in a $5 bill around here and there and having fun doing that, making the games even a little more interesting. But, how did you do just by picking the winners there, Brian?
Okay, well, I picked Dallas, and that's one. New England, I picked them. San Fran, Denver, Seattle, Cincinnati, Detroit, Kansas City, Carolina, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Green Bay, and I lost the Houston game. I lost the Houston game, and so I missed one game. I missed Houston. I hit Chicago over the Giants.
I'm going to start listening to your show. Evidently, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
It was a weird week, though. I got lucky. I'm usually not that good.
That Denver game shouldn't count, though. That one shouldn't count.
Yeah.
Everybody in the world knew
that. Everybody got that. Well, that just depends if you thought, by the spread, if you thought Denver could cover a 27-point spread, which I thought they could. That's how bad my team is. I'm actually surprised they showed up and scored, 19 points on the green on Denver this week. I'm surprised they even scored more than three.
Well, you know, Sonny, Brian had a good argument, and we were talking about that just before you guys came on. Well, actually, when you called into our program as well. And I'm glad you did, Sonny. We're doing the simulcast. Brian, would you share again with our two compatriots here what you had said about that famous spread and how they were going to get blown out and stuff and what it did to the professionals?
These are professionals. It's not college, though. These professionals heard all week. They were the butt of every joke. And all they heard about every day on ESPN was how Denver was going to cover the spread, the biggest spread in history, and they were going to get beaten to death. And these guys came to play. They beat Peyton Manning up, guys. They hit him more times yesterday than anybody all season.
We went silent all of a sudden. Who's playing in the background?
Well, I didn't want to interrupt him, but he's right. I mean, he did, but they still managed to score, five touchdowns in that game. And I'll tell you right now, when you score five touchdowns in the game, you're going to win, regardless who it is.
Yeah, it's true, Sonny. But if you do look at the game, Brian was right, man. At halftime, it was 2 points, right?
Yep.
That's all that
was a game.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Sonny, Denver scored 14 points in the first quarter, then Jacksonville scored 12 in the second. It was 14-12 at halftime. And then, of course, Denver pulled away big time. There's no doubt that Denver dominated the game going away. But at halftime, Sonny, wow, that's 2 points, baby. And I was telling Brian also that I was kind of like all jazzed over Oakland. Well into the third quarter, it was still 7-7. But, you know, man, you know, when you go down 10 times in a game, it just makes you wonder what the hell was going on. But that's neither here nor there.
Sonny,
well,
that's
you,
what
you,
he was
you,
saying.
Look,
that was the way he
friends,
was saying
man,
with
was,
his friends around.
Sonny, I was saying if you look at point spreads on my predictions, it's probably 60%. It's not like it was. These spreads were hard yesterday to predict. Green Bay was favored 3, and I picked them -3, and they won by 2.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Yeah, it was ugly. And via the spread, I'm looking up how I did via the spread, which was not good. That I can't even sugarcoat it to make it sound good. I think I got 4. Via the spread, you know, and that's god awful after, you know. But, you know, that's what makes the NFL so great. But we were talking about on the other channel, Big Dog and I, you know, with the craziness of that. And how about teams that are, you know, mediocre at best and then taking that extra step? The NFL is getting yet another viewing channel, another demographic of, you know, oh my gosh, really, that team's doing well? They're actually playing well? Bringing more people in watching the NFL. I find it amazing.
I would agree with that, Sonny. It is really awesome. I mean, things are going good with the NFL. Look, you know, Sonny, there is parity, and anyone who says there isn't is really dumb. Because there is parity across the league, because teams that are expected to win don't do it. I mean, I don't think you can argue Pittsburgh and the Jets, or could you? Brian, wow, 19-6, Pittsburgh. That was also another joke, guys. What was the question? Who's going to win first, Pittsburgh, or who is the other team?
Yep.
You know, now we have the answer to one of them. Look who won the game, Ben Roethlisberger. That's the winner there, Sonny.
Was the other team.
Yeah. And what's happened to the Giants? Where are they now? I mean, geez, they lost again, even though the game was close to Chicago on Thursday. Sonny, their season's done. And Dallas is now the favorite by a little bit in the East.
I don't know why that would – I don't know. Yeah, a little bit. I don't know if you can call them the favorite. I mean, literally, you know, Philadelphia and Dallas, it's a pick 'em. It's like instead of – forget the spread. this is a pick 'em. Who's going to win this division? Because really, this is the division winner is going to be the only team in the NFC in the playoffs this year. There's too many other teams that are out there that are vying to show that they're a good football team, whether it's Detroit, Chicago, or Green Bay, or, you know, it could be San Francisco and the Seahawks. And forget what you can say, whatever you want right now. Over in the NFC West, you know, the Arizona Cardinals are 3-3. The Rams are 3-3. They're only two games out of first place in their division as well. So Atlanta playing as bad as they are, they might be out of it already because, you know, because of the bye week and they went into the bye with the loss. They don't look like the same team. But the great thing about the NFL, as the season goes along, usually, and I'll say 80% of the time, the good teams that were supposed to be good, they start coming back at about mid-season, and then all of a sudden, by the time we're ready to talk playoffs, we're talking about them yet again because they do what they got to do to make the playoffs.
Brian?
Yeah, and Dallas is not safe. I mean, but here's the funny thing. In the NFC East, the only team to win a home game is Dallas. Philadelphia 0-2,
yep.
Washington's 0-2, and the Giants 0-2. But this is crazy, but these aren't the Giants. They have Eli, they have Coughlin. They're only three games out. That's how I look at it. If you're the Giants, you have to look at it. You're only three. You're not 0-6. You're three games out of first place in this division. And trust me, watching Dallas play, watching the Eagles play, watching the Redskins, it wouldn't surprise me at all if the Giants won this division and made the playoffs with a losing record.
Wow.
Yep.
Hey, Big Dog. I'm not sure if you're there.
7-9 can win that division. I believe it.
Yeah, because someone has to win the division. Yeah, Big Dog.
Yep.
I want to throw this out at you. What these gentlemen just said is true. Dallas is the only team to win a home game, but the Philadelphia Eagles are 3-3. They're 0-2 at home. They've won. They're 3-1 on the road and 2-0 in the division.
Yep.
That's.
Yep.
Hey,
they're
guys.
Tight,
yeah.
You know, this may be one of the few times, I mean, I think we had it a couple of years ago, but a 7-9 record might get you the division.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's sad. Yeah, I think someone did that a couple of years ago, I think, you know. But
like the Rams
just
did.
How bad it shows how bad that particular division is. I mean, it's just so bad. Dallas is in first place with a 3-3 record. Come on. And you know, they're lucky to have those three wins.
Now, remember, gentlemen, and Sonny, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was 2 years ago, the 49ers and the Seahawks tied at 7-9, and that's I forget who won the division, which one of the two.
Actually, it was the Rams, if
yeah,
I'm not
the Rams.
Mistaken. It was the first year that Sam Bradford, he was a rookie, and it was Sam Fran and the Rams. But, yeah, that's exactly – I mean, look at what we're getting here. I mean, we're getting – I do. I like the fact that they're getting – here's the great thing. There's going to be your blowout. There's going to be about two blowouts a week. But the rest of them – you know, they're going to be competitive games. Look at the red zone. Folks who don't have NFL red zone, and if you don't, you need to get it, because you can watch games down to the wire, all of them. Not just, I mean, you can be your Homer fan if you're a Dallas Cowboy fan and, oh, I don't care about anybody but the Cowboys. Great. Red zone's not for you. But if you're a lover of the NFL, get on the red zone, and they literally take it down to the final seconds of all the games that they're covering, especially if they're close. And it's wonderful. The NFL, toward the end of a game, I think probably even gets more viewers because the NFL is kind of getting like a basketball team or a basketball game. You don't need to watch the first three quarters. You just need to watch the fourth quarter. And I hope I didn't insult the Big Dog with that statement, but it's basically true.
No. Well, unfortunately, I don't have red zone because my wonderful, and I'm going to put them on blast, Charter Cable does not offer it in my area, nor do they offer
really?
The NBA package. Yeah, nor the NBA package, nor the baseball package.
What?
They don't even have NBA TV. Yeah, they don't have NBA TV. They don't have
you need
the
direct
NFL
TV,
channel
buddy.
Either.
You need direct
TV. It's too windy. Yeah, I know.
That's why the big dog's always drunk during the year, basketball season, because he's at the sports bar, you know, watching the Lakers because he can't get it on regular TV. That sucks.
I can get the Lakers on regular TV, but I mean, you know, that I do sometimes want to watch, you know, some of the other intriguing matchups, and I just can't. I do have to go to a sports bar to see them.
And unfortunately, Big Dog, our sports bars are dying in Southern California, are they not?
When I say sports bar, I'm thinking like Buffalo Wild Wings, you know, Fried Cheesehead Fridays, you know, some places got decent food and a good screen.
Well, I'm still thinking of the Nationals. They're not around anymore.
No, there's only one Nationals out by Anaheim Stadium, and even that, I'm not sure if it's the National anymore. It might be just the name only, because the National, I know it's franchise, but I don't think there's any more here in California.
That's a bummer, because there were two of them.
There's still Hooters, though.
Oh,
there you go.
Is that a
That's
sports
the
bar?
One I'd go to. Actually,
you know what? I'm sorry. Sorry to interrupt. There is a new one that's opening up, and if you guys have a chance to get to it, I'm not sure if they would have them in your areas, but it's a new sports bar. It's called the Tilted Kilt.
I love the Tilted
Kilt. And what it is, they all dress, the women are kind of like Hooters girls, but instead of that uniform, they dress in a kilt and the low-cut blouse.
Well,
wow.
Either one of them would work for me, man. You know, you combine the NFL, which is the best sport, and then you add sex on top of it, man. It just makes it perfect.
You know, Sonny, I feel for you, and I'm thrilled, but I could not do that, Sonny. I could cheat on my wife before I'd be able to go to Hooters, dude. I'm serious. I'd never be able to go to Hooters.
Haven't you seen the commercials on Hooters? It is a family bar. Don't you see the commercial where the little kids and the wives and girlfriends go to the Hooters? It's a family bar.
Once again.
Really?
It does not happen in
my
house.
And that's why you got the...
They
got the pictures where they photoshopped the little kids' eyes bugging out when the girl bends over and gives them their food.
Wow.
You know, they're just college girls trying to work their way through college. Come on, guys.
Yeah. They're working so hard.
Yeah, I know they are, yeah. And I guess they lend you money to earning tips, right? But what do I know?
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a great morning drink here over on Sonny Clark's channel and over on my channel. We're only 30 minutes into this program, and we're going to have a great time today, and we're going to see who can outlast who. Big Dog, where are you? You're making a lot of noise.
I am actually, yes, I know. I'm going to have to sign off pretty soon. I'm almost to my job site, and I'm going to have to go into work. So actually, I'm coming right up on it. So unfortunately,
boo.
That's going to be it. If I get done quick enough, I'll call back in. Am I calling in the Sunny Show or am I calling in to Scorekeeper Show? If I call back,
if we go 3 hours, you're gonna have to call in the Sunnies.
Sunnies, okay.
Well, I didn't know how long we were going. I have an errand to run. Somewhat so, yes. Thank you very much. Monday. I do have some work I got to get done, but, you know, hey, it's the way it is.
What are you talking about, Sonny? We know you're independently wealthy. Come on.
That's it. I got you all fooled then.
Well, Sonny, you are the only one of all of us that does have a palatial estate.
Yeah.
All right, well. Anyways, guys, I gotta go.
I wish I had a couple of servants.
Big Dog, have a good day at work, buddy.
Be safe,
Big
Dog. All
right,
man.
I'll see you guys soon. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Later.
Make sure you get copies of your business card for everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, the Big Dog gave me a copy of his business card. As you know, he works for a certain company, and he said that he can only get the manly card that was available, and I'm going to have to copy it to all my buddies here. And it's about as pussy as you can get. You know, I'm sorry, Big Dog, but those are his words. They do not have manly cards. So inside joke. Lord. I don't want to get him in trouble publicly by mentioning who he works for, but I will say that as an inside joke, oh my God, I can't believe that this is the most manly card that they could have. But anyway, Sonny Clark, what do you want to do, pal, before you go? Because I know we have you for a little while.
Oh no, I'm staying for a little bit. I just as wonderful. I gotta go to a jeweler because I did get my Hall of Fame ring today, and I gotta get it just adjusted in size. So, I gotta run a couple of things. But is that a beautiful ring or is that a beautiful ring?
Yeah, Sonny, you're now on a timeout. Okay, Brian, did you notice how he was blowing us off by saying, oh, no, I've got you guys fooled. I'm not independently wealthy and everything. And then what's he talking about?
I got to go to the jeweler and get my Hall of Fame ring reset.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sonny, what is it for? What is a Hall of Fame ring for?
It's for the Minor League Football Hall of Fame. Okay. Broadcasting and doing the play-by-play. So,
congratulations.
Evidently one of the induction chairmen who is in charge of inductions heard what we do on the Couch Potato Sports Show for the Indoor Football League, and they cover the minor league is considered indoor football as well, and they bestowed the honor on me, which is wonderful, and it is a very pretty ring, and I got to give it to Sid, because I didn't think that I was going to wear it, but man, that thing is awful pretty. I think I'm going to show this bitch off.
Sonny, you're going to have to show that biatch off when we do Vegas again and when we go to Oregon.
Yeah.
You're going to have it. And, you know, Sonny, I'm only kidding. Congratulations, dude. It was a thrill for me to be, you know, the wingman on the games that I did with you. They were a lot of fun. There were no boring games. We were just having a good time. I will say, Sonny, and this is the only time I am going to be a little arrogant about it, was that you and I do not call a game like anyone else. There's no doubt of it.
No,
no
that's
one,
the reason why we got this.
No one can call a game like us.
And I say we because you were a big part of that. The reason why we're not sticks in the mud. We are not, you know, we're not just guys. You know, we're actually fun, and I think that's the good thing about it. Or at least we try to make it entertaining. Oh, look at. Hey, hold on.
Oh, you didn't know?
Oh, you're the kid.
No.
Your ass better call somebody.
Because we were supposed to do this at 1 o'clock, and then everybody started talking. So he's taking an early lunch, it seems like. It's Cuervo, how you doing, my friend? Okay, he didn't push the button. So there's no one-up, and there's silence coming from Cuervo. So he's listening now.
Yes, we can talk crap.
We can talk shit about him? I can't talk shit about him. He kicks my ass in the picks every single week now. Now, I feel like a dunce in the corner with my thumb in my mouth and a red hat on my head.
No, actually, it would be get your head out of your butt, your finger on... Get your finger out of your nose, your head out of your butt, and your thumb out of your... Oh, forget it. I blew it. Anyway,
I was thinking more of a dunce cap statement. I feel like a dummy. I mean, Cuervo yet again kicked my butt in, you know, by two games like he does every single week so far this season. Actually, he's kicked my butt by more in a couple weeks, but that's the reason why he's kicking my butt throughout the picks. He got yet another two picks up on top of me. An interesting week. But we're here. Let's talk about it just really quick. I got everybody online. Cuervo, when you're ready, hit that number one button. Your mic is live in case you're on mute, okay? So you can join us at any time. But that Texan game, boy, oh, boy, do they hate their quarterback over there. You know, when you think about what Texan football is all about, Tarvin, you know, it's all about, you know, winning football. We just lost Cuervo. But
what a shock.
You know, those fans, you know, congratulating Matt Schaub on getting hurt. It was amazing.
I've never seen anything like that. And, I mean, you're out there risking your life every day. And granted, you're making money. doing it, but you're fans. You're out there. You're supposed to support your team no matter what. Now, if you want to get pissed off at the coach or upper management for allowing him to be out there, but don't boo a player, especially for getting hurt. I mean, that's the number one classless fan base right there, guys. That shows.
I can't even come close to disagreeing with that. I mean, because it's right on. When you think about that situation and what's going on, I mean, so let's try this. Cuervo, I mean, was it classless to see the Houston Texans fans boo their quarterback for getting hurt? And we're still on hold, so he's going to listen. So what do you think, scorekeeper?
Well, if you're asking me about a fan base, about a rabble that's going to go to a game and just drink up and yell and be stupid, you're asking me what I think of Texans. I'm not talking about the team, about the state. You want my opinion of Texans, Sonny? Oh, my God. I mean, I understand why you said dunce cap, because there's the image of the white little cap that appeals to Texans, Sonny. I get that. This is a very height of illiteracy. Sonny, I mean, look. It is one thing to ridicule your team. Because remember, sometimes when your team is doing badly and then they get like an out, you'll cheer for them. You know, I understand that ridicule. But when you cheer when your own guy goes down, I mean, that's just stupid. But again, you're talking about Texas. I mean, come on.
Find it by their own ego.
Well, it happened in Mississippi this weekend. It happened in Ole Miss when Johnny Manziel went down. The fan base started cheering, which that's bad. Even though you're opposing team or fans, you shouldn't do that. But I think it's worse when it's your own fan base.
Well, Johnny Manziel actually deserves it. I mean, compared to Matt Schaub and Johnny Manziel deserves it.
I agree.
You're going to do it, I mean, if you have your choice, you boo the cocky SOB, you know, that plays college punk little thug, you're like, oh, I got millions of dollars so I can act like a dickhead guy, or a guy who's trying each and every week in, week out, playing for a professional. So that's the difference between a professional in Texas compared to a amateur, not even minor league scumbag, he is. He's a scumbag, and I think he deserves it. But then again, I don't like him, and I don't like Sherman of the Seattle Seahawks, but yet the Seattle Seahawks strung up yet another win at home this weekend. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is, Sonny. And I got to tell you, it's not necessarily misery loves company, but losers do get lucky, Sonny. They do get lucky.
Yeah, look at the Arizona Cardinals. They get a quarterback for 1 year and they go to the Super Bowl. For 2 years and they go to the Super Bowl.
You just slammed the big dog. You know that, right?
No, I didn't. How did I slam him?
He's an Arizona fan. He's an Arizona Cardinal.
Well, no, he's not an Arizona Cardinal fan. He's an Arizona Cardinal defense fan, because the only reason why they win football games is because of the defense. It's not because of their offense. So, he's an Arizona defense fan. So good luck to them. I mean, because I was talking to my brother, is such a big jerk, and let me just put that out there. But he was right on one point. He was right about the fact that this Arizona Cardinal football team will never get that number one quarterback because their defense is so good they're going to win 4 to 5 games each and every year and never get that opportunity to grab that next best quarterback ever to walk in. They're not going to finish 2-1-2 with 2 wins or 1 win. They're going to win 5 to 6 each and every year, which takes them out of the running of the best quarterback coming out of college each and every year.
You have to trade for it.
What, the Cardinals do something right on draft day? Yeah, okay, we'll try that one. Although, the Honey Badger is actually playing very well down in Arizona. So we got to give Honey Badger some props. He's been a good boy. We got to pat him on the head like, Cujo and Max. We got to pat him on the head. He's a good boy so far this year.
Who's Max?
He has been. Funny as
Max is my dog. I'm sorry. I thought everybody knew my dog's name was Max.
No.
We had a picture of him last week on Facebook.
Well, I haven't been on Facebook. For those of you that know and don't know, I've had vertigo for the last 2 weeks. So I was legally dizzy. And that's why I haven't been on Facebook, and I really haven't been on air all that much because I have been very, very dizzy. So, every time someone says about going to Hooters, I get dizzy.
Is it permanent? Do you know?
Well, it seems to be that it was temporary. It was more like stress-induced.
I understand that one. When I was drinking on a regular basis, I encountered that, on the weekend. So I was a weekend vertigo-holic.
Well, for me, it really hit 2 weeks. I missed that. I was 2 weeks ago on a Tuesday. I woke up and the head was spinning all day. And it was just unbelievable. The only way I could tolerate it was to just lie down and just look up and don't move. But even then, my head was spinning all day. It was unbelievable. And it went on for, it started to subside yesterday. And, it's subsiding today, so we'll see. But, yeah, I was legally dizzy.
I'm glad you're feeling a little better. I hate to hear the scorekeeper under the weather because if the scorekeeper's not on, I'm glad if need be, I can control the switchboard for you as long as I'm here. That way you don't have to deal with it. But at the same time, Cuervo is listening in here, so you have a hot mic at any time, Cuervo. So all you got to do is unmute yourself and just let us know you're there. By the way, we haven't heard from Jonathan.
Funny.
He must have got a job.
Okay, oh, what a dick. Do you know why Cuervo has called in just to listen? Do you know why? Because we kept punking him. You called him first, and he didn't answer. And then he sent us the message, guys, I'm still working. And stupid me said, okay, I'll call him. And the big dog did come to your defense, Cuervo. He said, don't call him. And I said, but that's the point. He just told us not to call. That's why I have to call.
So we got
to
do it.
Yes. So, Cuervo's rolling his eyes saying, I thought they were stupid, but now that takes the cake.
And now they just confirmed it.
Yeah. Sonny, I wish you could control the switchboard with Jacksonville and the Giants. The Giants are a net minus 106, and the Jaguars are a net minus 128. In points.
Now, for those that don't
my
put
God.
It out there, because not everybody understands that stat. So let people know what that stat is, their scorekeeper that you're talking about.
The Giants have scored 103 points and have given up 209, meaning they're minus 106. The Jacksonville Jaguars have scored 70 points and they have given up 198 for a negative 128.
Good Lord. That's a horrible, horrible statistic. Thanks for rubbing that a little bit more in my. You must have the salt with you because you just rubbed it in my Jacksonville fandom, deal. You're absolutely right. The Jaguars, but here they scored 19 points. I didn't expect them to get more than a field goal, so I got to give them little props. But the Giants, I don't know what they need to do. They can't even get out of their own way. So when you look at it and it boils down to everything about the whole thing, you got to ask yourself the question, when you step in on this as a Giant, what are you going to do as a player to make some kind of change there? Because, yes, they're 0-6, but you're, like scorekeeper said, and it's very valid, they're only three games out of first place in their own division. And we are still got 12 more game or 11 more games to get this done in. So, and for a fact that the Cowboys are going to lose a couple football games they have no business losing because that's just the Dallas way. And you also know Philadelphia is going to lose more games because as they go. However, I'm going to tell you something. I said it at the beginning of the season. Nick Foles should be the starting quarterback of this football team, regardless of, Chip Kelly and Michael Vick's offense works better. If you looked at the end of the year, what he did last year for him, he looked like a starting quarterback, and he looked – I don't know, Tarvin, I liked Nick Foles yesterday. He actually looked like an NFL quarterback yesterday.
Yeah, he did. But can he do it week in and week out? That's what he has to prove.
That's the question.
And I think they'll get a lot better if he does. I mean, Philadelphia is a team. They have playmakers on it. Their defense is terrible. But if they can find out a way to play, I think they can go 500 this year.
And that might win the division. That might win the division.
And if Dallas figures out how to play, they could go on a big run, but I just don't see that happening.
Yes, and when Dallas decides to change their attitude, Jason Garrett is loving this, and I'm going to tell you why. Because Jason Garrett just needs to be in contention of the NFC East, and he'll save his job yet again. By the way, I'm gonna send a package to Jason Garrett, for Christmas, towards the end of the season, and I'm gonna send him a package, for Christmas, and it's gonna be a brand new set of knee pads. So it'll be perfect for him as he moves forward in his coaching career in Dallas.
Wow. So, Sonny, is his contract up this year?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a goner.
That's why he needs some help. If Jason Garrett's going to keep his job, he needs help. So whether it's kissing Jerry's ass or doing the front, he needs new knee pads.
Wow, Sonny. You are impressive today.
Well, I'm sick of the Dallas Cowboys. I'm just sick of what they represent. They're mediocre, but yet they're loved by many, and they're on national television every single. It seems like every freaking week. But that's the genius of Jerry Jones. I mean, Jerry Jones has a losing football team, but yet he's in prime time every chance they can be. And that's marketing. That's the genius of Jerry Jones. And you know what? It doesn't matter if they win football games. It's hard to tell Jerry Jones he's doing a bad job when he brings in billions every year. Even though they don't win football games, it's hard to tell Jerry Jones that he's not doing a good job.
Yeah, he's a rich man, guys. And you know what nobody's talked about so far, and I'm surprised that Tom Brady, on that last drive yesterday, how he brought his team back. But what in the hell were the Saints doing letting them get the ball back, guys? That's a question I want to throw out there.
And I was watching Rob Ryan on the sideline. I was, and Rob Ryan's going, Jesus, I'm never going to get a break wherever I go. Never. I'm never going to get a break because it's always going to be down to me. It's always going to be down to my defense to have to try to bail out the offense again, year in, year out. Oh, it's Rob Ryan. Rob Ryan is the problem with the defense. It's Rob Ryan trying to bail out the offense everywhere he has been. I feel sorry for the fat man, and not because he's fat. I feel sorry for the guy because he's expected to be the creative genius and offensive coordinator by being a good defense at what seems to be every single game or critical situations in a game. And, granted, he's paid to do that, but, man, the guy's almost in a no-win situation when it comes to that kind of thing.
Roger?
I wholeheartedly agree, guys. I mean, I can't even argue that. I should have said I agree, Sonny Clark. But it's kind of demeaning to Sonny for me to say that I agree. So I just didn't want to go there. But Sonny Clark, I agree.
No, he didn't want to pump me up.
Well, Sonny, this is for you, Sonny. Hold on, Brian. This is for Sonny.
He says, I want my green eggs and ham.
There you go, Sonny.
It surprises me that Sean Payton, with an opportunity with Drew Brees, has a chance to put the game away, but yet they go conservative, and that's the last. I mean, you don't want to go against who you are as a team. The Saints, they can't run the football, so you just need to be aggressive, try to put teams away, especially Tom Brady on the road. I think they dropped the ball on that one. Congrats to Tom Brady. I mean, winning with high school players, congratulations. I don't know how they did it, but. I picked him just because it's Tom Brady.
He's the magician.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
guys.
He's the magician formerly known as Tom Brady. I mean, that's just what he is. He's stealing a line from the scorekeeper. I mean, you know, this guy, you can hate Tom Brady for all the reasons why everybody hated the Dallas Cowboys in the 90s, because they were just so damn good. And that's exactly what Tom Brady did yesterday. It's because he is good. It's why he can do that. And, you know, if all the teams in the NFL decided to find a winner at their quarterback position, they'd go after it, and they will find out they'll win more football games. Forget the rest of it. I mean, you know, and I was having this argument with, you know, with my brother, the jerk that he is all the time. He was wrong in this case. When you start your team off with a good quarterback, the other stuff will come together. You don't start with an offensive line and go get a quarterback. That's just stupid. Go get the quarterback and then protect him. You know, it makes no sense to go and grab, you know, as much in talk about a guy that was in a no-win situation was that rookie, that quarterback that stepped in and had no chance of winning in Buffalo. I forget the guy's name. But, frankly, he put a game into it, though. But really, if you think about it, that guy had no chance to be successful walking in there in Buffalo. Go get a quarterback, then build around the quarterback. Don't go get an offensive line and build behind a crappy quarterback. It's not going to do you any good as a franchise. So, you know, but that Cincinnati game, Cincinnati made that a game that it didn't need to be yesterday. And when you make a game that way and making it easy for Buffalo, I'm sorry, Cincinnati made that game easy for Buffalo to be in it at the end, and they had no business doing that. Cincinnati should have buried that football team. So what does that tell you about Cincinnati? This is a team that plays down to the talent that they're playing, or playing up to the talent of the team that they're playing, and that's not going to be good for you in the NFL, because you're not going to get the win when you have to play up to the team that you're playing each and every week, because then, losses when you play down to teams are going to happen as well.
And that's coaching, guys. Every team you see do that has a weak head coach, in my opinion.
They have a weak,
and that's Marvin Lewis.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Yeah. And you guys see that in other sports, too. A team that is famous for doing that is the Los Angeles Lakers. It is bad coaching, and it's also the fact that the players are out of control, because you just can't control them. If a team is doing that, it is bad coaching, but it's also bad attitude on the team. And you've got to either fix that, or you have to break up that team. Because, you know, Sonny and Brian, you guys have seen it. It is almost impossible to fix a team that is in that situation.
Well, the Dallas Cowboys come to mind. That's the number one team to me. Every time they have so much talent on that team, and every time they play a nobody, they lose. And every time they play a good team, they usually win.
Or they're exactly what I was talking about, Tarvin. They'll play up to the talent of a football team like they did against Denver and have to show up. You know, so they play up to the talent, but they walk into the teams where they play down to the talent of the bad football team, and then they lose those football games. Week 4 for the last 3 years for the Dallas Cowboys has been the Achilles heel when you're talking about teams that they should win. Teams that come to mind was the Lions a couple of years back. They needed to beat the Lions, and I even wrote an article. I said the season is on line for the Dallas Cowboys at week 4, and guess what? Week 4 against the Detroit Lions, they had no business losing that football game. Guess what? They lose that football game, and then they're in week 17, a game against who? Of course, the New York Giants, who don't lose to the Cowboys unless it's this year. And that's what it is. You know, that's the kind of team that the Dallas Cowboys are.
Well, they're tied for first right now, and you never know. The Giants usually put it to them, and it looks like they're nowhere to be found, Sonny. They're being outscored 2-1. Jacksonville's almost being outscored 3-1, and that's unbelievable. And that's not against you, Sonny. That's just against the numbers. Look, the Raiders aren't anything to talk about. But, hey, I've noticed, Sonny, your team is Jacksonville. My team is Oakland. The big dog, he's Arizona. And Cuervo is Chicago.
What are all these in common, right?
yeah, funny. Now, at least three of us. Chicago's different. Brian,
yes.
What's your football team?
Carolina.
I know it's Carolina.
Yeah.
So he's right along the way. There's only one. Like I said, you know, Cuervo's beating me in all the picks, and he's also beating all of us in our, you know, on our football teams.
Okay. Speaking of numbers, Sonny Clark, I'm going to ask you to bear with me. I do have an editorial. Speaking as a scorekeeper, I am pissed off because there were some numbers that were thrown out this weekend, which I was disgusted by their use. They were not used correctly.
Okay.
Number one, in the Patriots game, when Mr. Brady had the ball at the very end, they were saying that he had a 5-point-something% chance of winning. And that number was a league average, if I'm not mistaken. Well, what they should have done is they should have removed the Brady numbers from the league average and shown the true league average numbers. Because Brady's numbers are clearly superior to the league average when it comes to come from behind, or not come from behind, but final victory drives, right? How many times has Brady done it? Okay, his numbers are out the door. The numbers that they used were just generic, stupid, statistical numbers that were thrown out there, Sonny, just because they had nothing better to say. The announcers didn't know what they were talking about. They were being fed numbers that were completely inappropriate for their use. Brady's numbers stand out. His numbers should have been used. Sonny, as a scorekeeper, I have to talk about that. And, Sonny, they were out of line. And not only were they out of line, they were stupid.
And as an announcer, I agree with you 100%. Because if you don't dig deep enough to get the information yourself instead of depending on a no-paid intern, guess that's what you get. And you know, the interns are, you know, the typical crap on your head situation, and you either look good because you got a good intern or bad because you have a bad intern. And then this was a classic example of a broadcaster who didn't know what he was talking about in the first place, and he had to depend upon that intern. There's a difference. An intern is their job is to do what they're pretty much told, but at the same time, they got to be led by smart people. Okay, this is so much different. The statistics that are available in the NFL are everywhere if you're looking for them. Okay,
they're mind-boggling.
Step down to exactly. You can find every stat on everything. You can even find a stat on how many times someone tickles someone's butt underneath center if you look hard enough. Okay, all right. This is not like the IFL, and you don't know these guys because they're not being talked about. Okay, this is the NFL. Every stat's out there. So when I go into a game, I've got to dig deep to find a fact about someone if I can. And when I can't find the stat, it's not because I didn't do my homework. It's because it's not out there. There's no excuse with those broadcasters to be that way. None. Zero. I mean, if that's going to be their main job that they do, they should know that, or at least be able to know how to find it to where they can lead the intern to the right information.
Do you know, Brian, the couch potato is correct. I just looked it up. The Jacksonville Jaguars lead the league in most times centers are tickled in their butt with a lead in the fourth quarter. Oh, my God.
I told you.
Number 32, depends how you look at it. They're number 32 on having the opposing, you know, center butt tickled with the lead in the fourth quarter. They lead the league.
I told you.
Oh, my God.
I told you.
Sonny Clark.
That's funny,
at least they lead in something.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that was my next statement. At least they got something in the NFL that they lead in. I mean, oh, my God, Jacksonville's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're bad.
Not scored
3-1.
Almost 3-1, Sonny. Oh my God. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But it's okay. The Raiders suck too. I mean, when you get put on the floor 10 times like that, I mean, that's usually what happens at a frat party to the freshman girl that shows up. you know. You know, Terrell Pryor
was good. Mark that date down. Mark today's date and time. That was damn good, scorekeeper. I like that.
Well, it happens, and I never attended all those frat parties, so that's what I'm being told. So, Terrell Pryor was the Phi Beta Kappa biatch of the day.
By the way, did you hear what he said? Did you hear what Terrell Pryor said?
I don't know. Does he really scream from
remember
down there?
when I tell you what he said, you need to know a little bit about the situation. Okay, he plays in the AFC West. Okay, the AFC West. He says the Oakland Raiders are going to make the playoffs.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
Wow, that's impressive. Yeah. That little rook.
That's not impressive. Yeah, it's impressively stupid. You got to be a special kind of stupid to be the quarterback of the Oakland Raiders and come out and say in front of everybody that the Raiders are going to make the playoffs. That's just dumb. But look where he was drafted. In the supplemental draft where no one cared that he was at, and he sat on the bench 2 years, you know, after being picked in the supplemental draft by crazy, you know, Skeletor up in the front offices and stuff like that. And they want that pick to really look good as the last, you know, the last big pick that was made by Skeletor before he passed away to make it look good because all the other crappy decisions he made before he did pass away.
Wow. Tell us how you really think there, Sonny.
I'm at the point, you know why I'm doing that? Because it doesn't do any good because I haven't done anything right yet. So I might as well just vent it out there and get it out there. Because guess what? Usually if you vent, it's usually right because there's a reason behind the vent.
Well, I still stand by my statistical anomaly that those announcers were using. They were just out of line, Sonny. Out of line.
Yeah, they were. Absolutely.
They were just stupid.
You need to send an email to them.
I don't know if those idiots would even know how to read it. That's the sad thing.
Yeah. I think you're right.
So anyway, folks, that's what we're doing. Anyway. This is Saturday morning. Oh, no, Saturday morning. This is Monday morning on Columbus Day. This is a day that we celebrate.
Yes.
That the Indians got robbed and that they all were going to die of chicken pox.
Yep. Still getting robbed to this day. You know, the Indian reservations and the casinos are getting smaller and smaller each and every year. So.
Yeah, by all, everyone in the Americas got robbed, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
History is written by the victors. Sorry.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
Cuervo, by the way, is still listening. Cuervo, just to let you know.
Yeah, hate fest.
yeah. If you want to get into start hating everybody like Sonny today, I hate everybody today because I just can't win a damn game in my picks. So I am green this morning, and my face, you know, my bald head and face are green this morning because I just can't seem to do it. So I'm a little jealous this morning. So there you go.
Wow, impressive.
Mm-hmm. I'm pouting.
Aw. That's a bummer. So why are you pouting, Brian? Did you notice that he's
because
pouting big time?
Because I can't
pick
a game.
Oh, you're saying that
you
suck.
He's frustrated.
The
NFL
is frustrating.
You never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen in the NFL.
Just pisses me off. But you know, but here's the. I will say this: at least the company is great. Tarvin, your scorekeeper, Big Doug, and you know, obviously Cuervo as well. At least I'm amongst friends in my misery.
A silent Cuervo? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, well, he's being quiet. He's listening in. I wonder if we could get him in trouble. I wonder if we can say something to get him in trouble at work by getting him to burst out saying something. I wonder if there's – that's something to think about as the show goes on. He's going, oh, great, here we go.
Okay, well, if we're on speaker, that doesn't show a lot of brightness on behalf of our compatriot. But if he is on speaker, I'm going to go 100 first. Go 82nd. Or go big red one.
Obviously, those are all Army divisions. Then I'm sure he's loved.
Yes,
to hear
exactly.
That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go. And he's gonna clip in here 1 minute. He's actually listening to us via his Bluetooth and his smartphone. Which, by the way, smartphones are not always so smart. Did you read the article that I put up about Jerry Jones and that he uses a flip phone? He uses a flip phone because every time he uses a so-called smartphone, every time he puts it up to his ear, his cheek hangs up the phone. So, you know, I get it. I understand Jerry Jones, and yet another reason why he's a billionaire. He doesn't have to spend, you know, $500 on a phone. He's got the flip phone, which, by the way, AT&T probably would give him a phone, seeing how they signed that $40 million a year naming rights to Cowboy Stadium. So, you know, he could get a free phone anytime he wanted to. So that just goes to show the superior of a flip phone.
Well, he doesn't need a smartphone because he has everyone doing everything for him. Guys, why do we need smartphones to control our lives? He doesn't need that. Remember that.
Yeah. I like it. Scorekeeper, you're a philosopher this morning. I love it. Oh, this afternoon.
Oh, my God. I say that 10 sacks is an equating to a freshman showing up to a frat party, and you think I'm a philosopher?
Well, a philosopher in a good way, we need to hear it amongst sports and the NFL,
Brian,
anyway. So I like it.
Safety,
I liked it. I liked it.
Oh, okay, all right. Come on, Brian.
What's up, guys? I'm eating lunch.
Oh.
He's like, why don't you talk to? He's like, why don't you talk NFL? I mean, then I'll chime in. You know. So
I was dying of hunger, and I'm like, okay, this is maybe a point where I can grab a bite real quick.
What
so,
are you having for lunch?
There you go.
I'm having a breakfast bowl for lunch.
Oh, good for you. Well, Mr. Clark, I guess I'm going to defer to everyone because I have to go heat my coffee because I want coffee. And it's ready to go. I just got to reheat it. I will be back in about a minute 30, if that's all right with you guys.
Fine. A minute and a half for the scorekeeper. No problem. I mean, I can hold down the boat. And since I got a Tarvin online and I'm going to interrupt his lunch. You know, but I think that's what he was waiting for, is to talk about, you know, football issues instead of our fun having – it's like it's Saturday morning all over again, talking about nothing and having a good time. But it's the NFL. It's week number 6 here on the Couch Potato Sports Show via also Sports Talk with the guys on a Saturday – or on a Monday morning. You know, kind of one of those quick put-up shows, and let's talk about it. But let's talk about Monday Night Football. I mean, because here's yet another example. I'm going to miss this pick. I mean, because Monday Night Football is Indianapolis taking on San Diego in San Diego. I mean, I have the Colts in this football game just because I think they're a better football team. And I say think because obviously I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to picks. So I'm gonna defer to the guy that knows football, which would be Tarvin. I mean, you know, Indianapolis, Andrew Luck, we talked about him, you know, what his development as a second-year quarterback, how he's far and above better than any other, you know, quote-unquote phenom quarterback that has been out there in year number 2. This guy's making it look easy, but he's taking on Phillip Rivers, who actually has a resurgence in his career right now, you know, Tarvin. But last week, the Chargers, I mean, you can say what you want about the Chargers, but last week when you walk into a week where it's almost a statement game, but you walk into a game on Sunday Night Football and get beat by the Raiders, you show a Jekyll and Hyde aspect of your football team. What are you expecting? Because, I mean, you know, mine tells me the Phillip Rivers should be able to win this football game in the Chargers, but something tells me, as I look at what's on the other side in Indianapolis and Andrew Luck, I think Andrew Luck has the advantage in this game.
Yes, he does.
Well, Sonny, I like the Chargers in this game, man. I just think you're right.
I see.
I really like them at home tonight. Phillip Rivers, he's found new life, and I think it's time for the Colts to slow down a little bit. They've had some great weeks in a row. I think they're a little tired now, this road trip all the way to California. I don't know. I just think the Chargers win tonight. I look at the point spread, and it kind of tells me who's going to win that game.
I agree.
You know,
just unbelievable.
Sonny, this is a dangerous game for both teams because
You're looking at an upset right here. I don't know if any analysis is going to be right on. I like this to be an interesting Monday night game, but look, Phillip Rivers, he's got 13 touchdown passes already this year. Mm-hmm. Andrew Luck only has 7, and Rivers has, I think, 500 yards, almost 500 yards more in yardage than Indianapolis. But who's winning? Indianapolis is. They're 4-1, right? And San Diego's, what, 2-4? You've got some numbers that say that San Diego might pull it out here, because this is Mr. Luck's first Monday night game, baby. It is.
Yes. Yep. Interesting, the scorekeeper says this because he's the master of the numbers. But as I look at these numbers, I mean, you know, here's where they flip-flop. Take a listen to this, okay? Passing defense, Indianapolis is 23rd in the league. The Chargers are number 3 in the league, okay? On the other side of that, just defense in general, you know, the Colts are number 10 in defense in general. They're 28th for the Chargers. So the numbers are kind of skewing back and forth, and it's a reflection of, you know, what the team is going to be. Because let's talk about rushing the football. The Colts are number 4 in the league, as the Chargers are number 21. So we got to figure out what's going to be the resurgence in this game. Is it going to be the running game, or is it going to be the passing game? If it's going to be the passing game, if you look at the numbers, the Chargers are going to win this football game. If it's all about running the football, the Colts are going to win this football game. It's just as easy as that when you take a look at it there, scorekeeper.
Well, thank you for that, Sonny. And Cuervo has been right so many times, because he himself, oh my goodness, Speculation Sports was in the chat room. I didn't see that. I missed him in the chat room. Anyway, he says, what a fun week 6. Oh my. But anyway, Sonny, Cuervo has said it numerous times. You've got to look beyond the numbers. And this is one of those, Sonny, where you do have to look beyond the numbers. The numbers are it's a mismatch. It's confusing to look at them. And that's why I think that it's going to be an upset. I'm going to have to go with Brian on this one. I think the San Diego Chargers at 2-3, I said 2-4, at 2-3, I think they're going to be the better team. I think they are on this one, and I think they're going to pull it out, in my humble opinion, Sonny.
I understand it, and it completely and utterly makes sense. I know. I
cool.
Like Andrew Luck, what he has been. I know. No, it's a good thing that we can do
this. Oh my God!
It's just,
do you have
what
a
I'm
man
saying
crush
is
on
that
him?
You guys are usually right, so you
no.
guys are on.
I'm usually
but
wrong.
I look at Andrew Luck as a second-year quarterback, and I go, who in their right mind has had such a successful first year like Andrew Luck, and it was capable of coming back and producing the second year so far, at least this year, as Andrew Luck has in the history of the NFL?
Atlanta Falcons quarterback.
And I can't think of it.
The Atlanta Falcons quarterback.
Matt Ryan. Exactly.
Yes.
And
he did well up until the same point, I would humbly say.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And that year that he was – and in his second year, he was successful. And successful against good football teams. And that's – I think it's almost like we're on the same computer. You just picked my brain. You went to the right file, because I was going right there, because – that when you think about that stat and you think about what Andrew Luck has been throughout his quarterback, you can say whatever you want about Andrew Luck.
Future Hall of Famer. No one has
expected this to this point in his career. As much as they didn't expect it in his rookie year, no one should ever expect what Andrew Luck did in his first year. And guess what? Sophomore slump. That's what everybody talks about, especially at the quarterback position. Sophomore slump. He's not falling into the hole. I think he's amazing. And frankly, once all the big four of the quarterbacks step down, you know, he gets to be able to move in that elite quarterback status, I think, you know, as we move on. And when I look at these quarterbacks, I love Phillip Rivers, too. Gosh, you know, this is a game this weekend I hate because I like Phillip Rivers. I think he's better than what the Chargers have been putting out on the football field for the last 3 or 4 years, and that's because of Norm Dumbass Turner that everybody thinks he's an offensive genius. Okay, I got that off. So now you're looking at a good game tonight, man.
You know, Sonny, you are looking at a good game tonight. And I got to tell you, Sonny, you got me going, buddy. You really did. The love that you have for Andrew Luck, I was like, wow. I blew Brian on air last time, but what you just did to Andrew Luck, my God.
Yes.
You know what? I should be
embarrassed. I'm
not at
talking
all,
out here.
You blew
I'm
him
pillow
so
talking
well
out here. Woo.
I had to point it out. The best I could have done was Brian, and I bow to you, baby. I mean, wow.
Yeah, I know. Hey guys, you remember that movie? What was it? Two for the Money with Matthew McConaughey when they were talking about gambling. Robert De Niro.
Yes.
You remember that one? Or is Al Pacino?
Al Pacino.
Yeah,
it's Al Pacino. But yeah.
Well, you remember in that movie, like, why Monday Night Football is so famous is because it's the last chance for all these junkies and losers to win their money back before they have to pay the bookie on Tuesday.
Yep.
And look at this point spread, guys. It's Monday Night Football, you have to think about it different than any other night or any other week in football.
Absolutely.
Monday Night Football, this is a sucker line here. Indianapolis,
one point favorite.
It's a 1 point favorite, guys. Indianapolis should be a 4.5 point favorite. Yes, they're only a one. They're begging you to take Indianapolis, I'm telling you.
Begging.
San Diego, baby.
I mean, and they might be on their knees begging, you know, just as well as we've been blowing everything, you know. They're doing it worse than I am.
Sonny Clark, the we may be true, but my we was last week. Your we is this week.
Yeah, yeah.
So be careful when you
I'm in the present, yes, I understand.
And I am waiting to hear when Brian does it, because Cuervo's done it on air, too. He admitted to a man crush once, just like you have, Sonny, and even the big dog has admitted to one. I can't wait to hear when Brian does it on air. He's the only one that
Cam Newton, guys.
You miss it. He's been doing it about Cam Newton ever since he started the show.
Sonny's been listening, Roger.
Elegant proof, Brian, that I have not listened. Elegant proof that I have.
That's an easy one, man. If you know me, you know who my favorite player is. And why would I be a Carolina Panthers fan? Being in Georgia, you know.
I am a
Cam Newton
fan. Yes, I am. I'm a big Cam Newton fan, but I have yet to blow him on air. I am not prepared to admit that I'm going to do that either.
But I love Andrew Luck, too, guys. Sonny's right. This quarterback is phenomenal. In the next couple of years, if not sooner, he'll be the best quarterback in the NFL once Brady and Manning get out.
True. Ladies and gentlemen, right now you heard it. Not once, but twice. Sports Talk with the Guys and the Couch Potato Sports Show and the independent Weigh-In Sports Talk, we have blown Andrew Luck twice. It's unbelievable.
Three times if you count the channels. We did it before ESPN. We'll do it before he gets paid for it.
Is that going to be our claim to fame? Oh, my God.
It should be everybody's claim to fame on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, well done, Sonny. Well done.
Yeah, they listen to our show. See, they listen to our shows and then 3 weeks later talk about the same thing we've been talking about for years and years and years, and
hey,
they take
guys,
all the damn credit.
Guys, is that true or what? Because I swear, do you think they'd listen? Because I've listened to ESPN, too, like for 2 days later, and I remember one morning on a sports talk show in Birmingham, they 680 the fan, or not 680, but it's Jocks, it's a college football talk show, and I swear I came up with something. The next morning, they're talking about it. And this wasn't something that was in the media for me to talk about, but it's like some people do listen to your shows, I think.
Well, okay, here's the thing, guys. They listen to Couch Potato, they listen to Weigh In Sports Talk, and they do listen to Sports Talk with the Guys. Remember, Sonny, we were the ones that started
the whole scene of the West Coast contract for Barry Bonds. And it was reported after we said it. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. So, yeah, I was screwing
it's
around.
Weekly.
And they do listen to us. And, you know, I hear, especially me, guys, I deliberately have a, and I'm sorry I'm being stuck up right now, but you know my lexicon. You know the way I say things. And then days later, I hear my wordplay on air, and I'm like, you rat bastards. That's why I do go on air and say, heard it here first. And I say that regularly. So, yeah, they do listen to us, guys. They're stealing from us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They are. I mean,
there has
to be.
There's no question.
It's happened two or three times on the same, you know, the show. And I'm not talking about Colin Coward stealing my ideas, but, you know, a big sports radio show down here. Maybe they have people trolling the internet, listening for other people to see any ideas to talk about.
Yes, they do. They do, guys, because you have to understand, everyone listens to ESPN and goes by what they say. And here's the thing. We don't listen to ESPN. That's why they're listening to us, because we don't listen to ESPN and we don't listen to SI. We go by what we do, our homework. And, you know, Cuervo's point of views, your point of view, Brian, Sonny Clark's point of view, we don't copy anyone else. We don't have to, and we don't. Oh, my God, is that Cuervo? Is he coming live now? Is that him?
No, I think that's Tarvin.
Oh, is it Cujo time?
I think
he
muted himself.
Well, sorry, I turned the dryer on. My bad.
Brian,
ooh, he's being
you
at
do
home.
The laundry? You're being a home biatch today?
I am. I just folded some towels. I'm being a Mr. Mom today.
You know, Brian,
did you
I
wash
love
Cujo's
my
sweater
wife.
So he don't get cold?
Oh.
Did I do what?
Did you wash Cujo's sweater so he doesn't get cold this winter?
Yeah, I did. We bought him three more sweaters this weekend for him so he can have
good
he has
man.
A football jersey.
Good man.
His jacket. So he's going to be very warm. I might put him on in bed because he seems like he gets cold at night. That's why he snuggles up to us.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what memorabilia or team will he be supporting? Carolina Panthers.
No, the Auburn Tigers.
Ah. There you go.
Wow. There you go. Oh, by the way, the Tennessee Titans. That's Saul's team, the Tennessee Titans.
Yes.
Yeah, so I want to throw that out there.
Yet another.
Make sure. Yes, it's cool how we all have our own teams that we like on this one. Ladies and gentlemen, we are having a great day.
And they lose. And they're losing football teams. It's amazing.
Oh, well, except for Chicago, right? Or what is Chicago this year?
Except for Chicago. Like I said, Cuervo, you know, yeah, except for Chicago.
Big red one, baby.
I guess, something like that.
Actually, I think that's Fort Hood, Sonny. Big Red One
yes,
down
I think
in
you're
Fort
right.
Hood. Yeah. Oh, you think
yep,
I'm right?
I think you're right.
You think I'm right.
Of course. Well, I'm sorry. You are right. You are the scorekeeper. I forgot. You're right.
Well, when it comes to military history, I can play with Cuervo. I do know a little bit of the history. That's why I'm screwing with him.
I'm going to cut that part out. And the great thing about edit, I'm going to cut that part out. As far as the scorekeeper says, he can play with Cuervo. I'm going to cut that part out. And download it.
Oh man, Roger, he screwed up on that one.
All right,
he did. He opened the door wide open.
Okay, you guys blew Andrew Luck. I blew Cuervo. Damn. I wonder if he is dying laughing right now listening to this crowd.
I hope so. I hope we're giving him something to smile about while he's working and doing.
Hey guys, I'm meeting Cuervo in a couple of weeks. Actually, in Knoxville, we're going to the game together. So.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. What do you guys
think?
What
day is this?
It's November 9th, I believe. It's Auburn's playing Tennessee, and As you know, we have Tennessee's coach comes on their show. He comes on their show every week, and we're going to try to be able to walk on the field and meet the entire coaching staff of Tennessee while Cuervo's there. So it's going to be fun.
Make sure you get those media requests in early.
Like now.
Yeah, get them in early. Don't wait till the week before. Do it now.
Okay. How do you do that for that? You just have to go through Tennessee, right?
You got to go through Tennessee. When you're talking, you need to go to either the PR department, or you need to go to the media department, whichever they got. Some of them have different things. So,
but that's
what you need to speak to.
Next time your coach is on, ask him how to get, you know, tell
oh,
him, hey,
yeah.
coach. Yeah,
to get you the media credentials.
Yeah,
tell
I
him.
Asked him already to see if we could get on the field and meet the coaches and maybe just be on the sidelines during the game. Even though I'm an Auburn fan, I'd still love to be on the sidelines of Tennessee, you know, reporting and stuff.
Man, you guys are so cool. That is so good. And make sure you record it on to where you can record it. And when you get it on your computer, cut it together and put it together as a show so we can hear what you guys reported on during the game. That'd be a great show just to listen to. Cuervo and you together. Hell, send
now,
me the
remember,
file. I'll put it together and put together a show. That'd
okay.
be great.
Okay. And now remember, you guys can use your voice memos on your phones. You can record that stuff, but if you guys need a digital recorder, I have one. I can send you guys a digital recorder. And it's handheld. It fits in the palm of the hand. It's a Sony digital recorder, and it's not too bad. And it's the one that I use when I do live interviews.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Thank you.
Hell yeah. I mean,
yeah.
if you're going to do that,
put together a cool show directly. We can feature it from the sidelines of the Tennessee Volunteers. We could talk about. You can put up what you guys saw while you were watching the game from the sideline. That's a featured show if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun because Cuervo is such a huge Tennessee fan and he loves going, and I'm a big Auburn fan, so it's our two favorite teams playing each other. But the win, lose, it doesn't matter that day. It's all about getting to spend time with Cuervo, meet him, and hopefully have a great day.
Well, here's the thing, Sonny. Once Brian actually meets Cuervo, then the circle is complete because then he's actually met one of the group now, which is cool. But I got to tell you that I am really looking forward to next year going to Oregon. Dude, I am already sending my pennies for that trip. There's no doubt about it.
Me too. Sonny, you're going too, right?
Well, all he has to do is ask his wife. Yo, sweetheart, I'm going to Portland this weekend.
Yeah.
It
doesn't work that way when your daughter's a bigger celebrity than you are. So that's just the way it works.
That
I'm
is
excited
true.
To meet everybody. I'm excited to be able to meet everyone. We could have one hell of a show together.
That's why Vegas works. If we could ever get it figured out, that'd be wonderful. But I mean, because not only can we do the shows, we're in the best city just to screw around in. So.
Oh my God! I'm sorry. No. Okay, I was laughing at you, but I was also laughing at Cuervo's line. He heard. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm not going to put him on blast as to what he put on the answer. It was funny. It was good. And I like it. So he's listening to us. So Cuervo,
oh my gosh,
honestly,
I just saw it. I just seen it.
Okay.
I've never been to Vegas, guys.
Okay. And Brian, it is great stuff. But now we know he is listening, so now we get to screw with him in every which way. That's funny. But you've never been to Vegas?
I've never been, and as much as I play poker and gamble, you'd think I've been to Vegas, but I haven't.
Okay, now here's the thing. Sonny, remember, if you want to do something in Vegas, and if you want to do it around the women's football as well, because they have a team out there, Lenny Melnick
will fly out to Vegas, and we can get him to join us too. We just, remember, he wanted to do it last year. We just need to give him a date. So if we're going to get together, guys,
yeah,
we can have the, because you guys
so
know
hard,
that Lenny Melnick,
you know,
he is
in
baseball's
and,
Hall of Fame.
And I'm not kidding when your daughter is a bigger celebrity than I am. She's got more tour dates than I can ever get. So it's one of those weird things. I mean, just in the month of October, this month alone, she's had 5 dates that's set up for doing what she's doing. She is a wonderful kid, and really has taken on something that not a lot of kids have the maturity to do. So I'm definitely proud as a father of that accomplishment of what she's doing.
And we are as well, Sonny, being witnesses to
exactly
what she's doing. Hell yeah, we are proud of it. I know that Big Dog has done a much better job than I have to really put that on blast, and he has. He loves what she's doing. We do, too, here on Sports Talk with the guys. And every time that Sonny has to leave because of those events, we gladly take over, and we talk about that. But I got to get this in. This is a quote from Cuervo. Brian is missing out on life. How has he never been to Vegas?
I agree.
Exactly, I agree. I just never had an opportunity
even
to go.
The fact that he's never been to Vegas, it doesn't make sense.
Okay, guys, this is what we need
to
do.
I'm a virgin.
Yeah, okay. Sonny, you've got to edit that out, too. I want that one. I want that one. That's why I stayed silent. I mean, I'm waiting to hear what Cuervo's going to say about that line. But, guys, next year, we need to do something in Vegas as well where we can set it up and say we're going to get – you know, we should do – you know what? Maybe the Oregon trip is going to be our once a year, but we should get together once a year. And we should do it east, west, north, south. We should do it 1 year in Texas, 1 year in Chicago, 1 year in Georgia, 1 year on the West Coast.
I do a year. There's nothing in this town except ugly women walking around with makeup on. Come on now.
Oh, Cuervo says, I didn't hear what Brian said. Sonny Clark, please tell him what Brian said right now about Vegas.
About
what?
I'm sorry. I missed what you – because my phone's been cutting in and out as well. What did he say?
Well, when we were talking about Vegas and he not being there, he says, guys, I'm a virgin. He said it clearly. He said it. Yeah. And
I don't know if he was talking
about Vegas or he was just whatever. You know, he still has Cujo, so I don't know what he meant by I'm still a virgin.
I've never been to Vegas. Okay.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah. That's a little late. Guys, think about this. We really need to do this where 1 year we choose to either go, oh, shenanigans. Way to go, Cuervo. Shenanigans. Yeah. Brian, we need to defrock you or deflower you when it comes to Vegas.
Ooh, I like that. That's funny.
Yeah, you need to be deflowered when it comes to Vegas. So, guys, I think next year if we're going to make the Oregon trip, that counts for a West Coast trip. And I think we should do that. I think, and forgive me for saying this, but I think we need to rotate.
No, we don't need to rotate. I mean, if we're not doing it in Vegas, where else are we going to do it?
Well, we need to do it. But, you know, again, we need to do it. And we need to clarify what we're talking about when we say we need to do it.
Too many people listen to us sometimes.
Yes. Oh, shenanigans. That was good, Cuervo.
Hey,
we can
meet in Vegas this time instead of Oregon. We can do that another time. I can get real cheap.
No,
you're going to go to the game, though.
You're going to go to the Oregon game.
Yeah, you're going, dude. And I know you didn't invite us, but we're saying we're going to.
Oh,
we're just
going to
meet you there. Hell with you guys if you want us there
exactly
or not. It's just happening.
Yeah, sorry, Brian. We think you were going. And
we're coming uninvited. We are going to crash your party, baby.
Sorry, dude.
Oh, that's all right.
Maybe you should have said it on air. I mean, I swore to the big dog right here. I said, as God is my witness, big dog. And then the big dog said, you trying to be a smartass? Because you always call yourself God. I said, hey, not me calling myself. Other people call me God. But anyway, as God is my witness, we're going to Oregon next year.
And I already said it on air, too. So we're going to crash your party, dude.
It's going to be a nice party. I'm excited.
Nothing you can do about it. It's just happening.
I've never been to a college game, and nor has the big dog. And that's why I said, you know what, we've got to do something. We've never met, you know, Brian, and I think we've got to do it. And, I mean, I personally have met Sonny 3 times now. The big dog has only met Sonny 2 times, and we met Cuervo 1 and that was it. I'm glad all 4 of us met Cuervo. That was, or all of us had got together. That was cool. So now we've got to bring Brian in. And hell, if we do this in Vegas, Trey's there, dude.
Now, Trey's back in Alabama, but I'm sure he can come.
Trey is in Alabama?
Yeah. Yeah, he moved to Alabama.
I thought he was going to Arizona.
No.
Why
he
the
moved
hell
to
did
Montgomery,
he go to
Alabama.
Why did he go to Alabama? I mean, that's like going to South Kakalaki.
He went to Greenbow, Alabama.
Greenbow? Oh, my God. Did he really believe Forrest Gump's mother that said life is like a box of chocolates?
He did.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. I'm excited about meeting Cuervo, though, and you guys.
Is he really in Greenbow, Alabama?
No, he's in Montgomery.
Same difference.
Yeah, ugly women. Go to Montgomery, Alabama.
But they don't disguise themselves as pretty women there. They're out. They're like a gay person. They're out. They are ugly. In Dallas and in Texas, they're not out. They're still in the closet that they're still ugly.
Wow.
I met a girl in Houston one time on the internet, and you know, her picture looked good and everything. When I met her, she's like you said, Sonny, she wasn't that pretty. She had about 6 inches of makeup taped on.
Oh, my God.
I told you.
Wow.
What a wasted trip, damn it.
That's funny. That's
Did you bring
stuff.
Your spackle with you so you can get a real look at what she looks like?
Oh, my Lord.
No, I looked at her and said, damn, I must have food poisoning or something. I need to go to sleep.
Okay, instead of food poisoning...
Part of the program, I got to at least spackle you before I do something else.
Okay, if you guys are talking about food poisoning, you'll like this one. Hold on.
Yeah. Sure.
Excuse me.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Avoid the
clap,
Jimmy
Dugan.
Wow.
That's good advice.
That's good advice. Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. Oh, my God. You see, I didn't know what that was until my friend Peter, who is one of our engineering consultants here on NDB Media, he laughed the first time he heard that. And I'm like, what do you mean? What's the clap? And he explained to me what the clap was. I'm like, oh, my God.
You didn't know what the clap was?
I didn't know what it was. I'm sorry, Brian. I'm not from the South. Forgive me.
Cuervo knows he's in the military.
Now you're taking a shot at Cuervo, huh? Wait a minute. I think he just signs them up. I don't think he signs up, but we'll see what Cuervo says.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think that'd be it.
He already said, what do I know? This is Cuervo. What do I know? Brian, we said...
What did I know?
Yeah, we were talking about the clap, and Brian said that you're in the service, so I'm putting Brian on blast on that one.
That's awesome.
And
awesome.
The real cool thing is Cuervo's listening immediately live. He's not on that 30-second delay, so he's, like, listening right away. Because I played the sound file of the Jimmy Dugan one from A League of Their Own. Great story. I love that story. And we did. I know you guys have heard me say it over and over, but Cliff Zier and I interviewed Pepper Pear Davis, and she recently passed away. And it's like,
I'm so happy that we had a chance to talk to that woman. She was beautiful. She was great. She all she wanted to do was be on Letterman, and we did everything we could to get her on Letterman, but it just he wasn't interested. That's a shame, because she was great.
To hell with Letterman.
Yeah, but you know what? She asked. She said she wanted to be on Letterman, and we contacted them, and we sent them the interview. I can't say we. Zeke did. He sent them the interview. He said, you know, this is who she is. She's the real one. Gina Davis played her character in the movie, and she's the one
yep.
that, yeah, she invented the song, you know, the All-American Girls, which she sang for us, and it was her line, "There is no crying in baseball." It was she had a lot to do in that movie, and it was great. She's fun. I'm glad
we had a chance. That was a great movie, by the way.
Oh my God, it was great. Yes, it is.
And that's and I'll just say this, Scorekeeper. That's probably one of the best shows you've ever done on Blog Talk Radio with her. It was a wonderful it was a wonderful interview. I really like that.
I appreciate that one, Sonny. Zeke gets the credit for that one. He set that one up. He got her, and he set it up, and I was his wingman on that one. But for those of you that remember, she actually sang to my wife on air. That was crazy.
Yep.
And she sang to her in Spanish. Oh, my God. You know?
That was cool.
My wife, it's the only time that you've actually could hear my wife on air. My wife refuses to because she speaks predominantly Spanish. And when she was talking about doing the traveling squads in Mexico about margarita, I said my wife's name is Margarita. She goes, "That's my favorite drink, margarita time." God, she was great. and she sang
I'm
to
glad
my wife.
We could at least get your wife involved at least once or twice. My wife will sit and you know, just blast me every time I say something stupid on air.
Yeah, that's the closest that my wife has ever been to being on air. She just will not. And she knew the character she listened in. And she's in the interview, she says, "Well, bring your wife over." And I said, "Well, you know, she's shy. She doesn't want to talk. She only speaks Spanish." And then she said, "How many years did you guys say where you were married?" "All right, let it go." But anyway. And she sang to my wife. I couldn't believe it. She sang to us, and she sang to my wife. I could not
That's
believe
wonderful.
It.
That's wonderful.
And my wife was here in the office, and she was like, "Oh my God!" She couldn't talk. She couldn't talk. The cat had gotten her tongue.
It was in awe.
Yes, it was real. And in the interview, she mentions Jackie Robinson Stadium in Westside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I called the California Quake game last year, opening game. At Jackie Robinson Stadium, and I said, "This is where Pepper Perry Davis played." That was awesome.
Yeah. That's good. Provided good information to people. Good reporter.
You know what? It was a neat little connection, and like I said, I'm so sorry that she just recently passed away. She passed away at 93. That woman lived a life. A long life, but an exciting life.
You
want
to know why we're genuine? Because we're still talking about her after she passed and before she passed. I mean, we've always talked about the fact that when we had that interview with her. So when we say when we were thinking about her, we really were thinking about her. And that's so cool.
Do you guys mind if I play that scene from the movie, There's No Crying in Baseball?
Yeah, do it.
No, do it.
Do it.
Hey, Evelyn, can I ask you a question? You got a moment? Mm-hmm.
Which team do you play for?
Well, I'm a Peach.
Well, I was just wondering, because I couldn't figure out why you would throw home when we've got a two-run lead. You let the tying run get on second, and we lost the lead because of you. Now you start using your head. That's not love. That's 3 feet above your ass.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Why don't you leave her alone, Jimmy?
Oh, you zip it, Doris. Rogers Hornsby was my manager, and he called me a talking fine about pig shit. And that was when my parents drove all the way down from Michigan to see me play the game. And did I cry?
No.
No. No. And you know why?
No.
Because there's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball. No crying.
What's the matter, Jimmy?
What? She's crying, sir.
I didn't mean to do that.
Perhaps you chastise her too vehemently. Good rule of thumb. Treat each of these girls as you would treat your mother.
You ever tell you look like a penis with a little hat on?
You're out of here!
Oh, no,
right
no,
now,
no,
Jimmy,
you,
I heard
you
that!
You misunderstood me!
You misunderstood me!
You can't throw me out
of
here!
No, you've got to stop!
Right
now!
Get
that door! Get out of here! Get out of here! Get out of here! I can't believe no one ever called you that before!
I'm in charge, says Doris. And comments from Cuervo. Great movie, scorekeeper. Such a classic scene. Ha ha. That came from Cuervo. Guys, when you're listening to this, did you guys close your eyes and see that scene?
Yes.
I was. Yes.
Yeah.
I actually
have my eyes open because I'm walking on the street here just in case a car was coming. So. But I did
oh, fair enough.
It.
Yeah, and I the scene that makes it for me, or the moment, is when, you know, he's walking back to the dugout, and the ump comes up to him. And he's like, she's crying, dude! Come on! It's like the major crime of all time. He's telling the ump, dude, she's crying! Oh, man, it was great. And his line. Did anyone ever tell you that you look like a penis with that cap on? Oh, my God.
That is funny.
Oh, and thank you, Sonny. I'm glad, because that's now on both programs. Folks, that is, I think, one of the funniest moments in baseball, movies, anywhere. That's just absolutely great. First time you saw
it,
Brian?
I don't know about anywhere, but there's a lot of those instances, though, what you're talking about.
Oh, hell yeah. But I'm saying that one...
I mean, because Bull Durham has got some of the classic... You know, stuff as far as what they are. I mean, really, it's really one of those things. You know, when you here, matter of fact, let me hit that. I mean,
you
want to talk about classic?
Yes.
I got classic on mine as well. Let me see. I just got to go up here.
There's two movies I quote: Major League and Bull Durham. When it comes to baseball.
Oh yes,
those
that's
two,
right.
My favorite.
Go ahead, Sonny.
I gotta find it. So
okay.
Talk a second.
While Sonny finds that, I actually used one of the lines when I did my movie night on NDB Media, and I used the scene of Boulder. My wife said, you've got to use the one where, you know, he calls for the curveball and Meat won't give it to him, so he tells the batter. Remember, Son? Oh, no, he says, here comes the deuce, baby. When you speak of me, speak well.
Yeah.
My wife says that is one of the best moments. Right, Sonny?
Yep, it is. Okay, I found it. I got seven minutes, but I think it's this one right here. Hold on. Right here.
Bring it! He's coming! Go home! Got him!
Hey!
No! Oh my God!
I missed it!
I didn't miss it!
Oh yeah!
Oh Jesus!
Hey,
Christ,
don't
Jack,
fuck
he's
me!
Still
don't
plate.
Fuck me!
He still ain't got the plate. Ah, fuck you! The cocksucking Paul.
You can't throw me for that.
You missed the tag, buddy.
You
spit on me.
I did not.
You're in the wrong business.
Oh, yeah.
You're stealing
yeah, right. You're pushing it, buddy. You
want me to run you? I'll run you. Well, you want me to call you a cocksucker?
Try it.
You want me to try
it? Call
me a cocksucker.
Call
me
a cocksucker, and you're out of here.
Please
call me a cocksucker, and you're out of here.
You're a cocksucker. Come on. What the fuck is that? Why you shit?
No, it wasn't the speech.
Oh,
but
God.
That
is awesome.
One of the
that
classic
awful.
Moment. It's awful, but it's great.
Pretty please, I mean, call me a cocksucker.
It's awful, but it's the funniest thing you'll ever hear.
We need to go back and count how many times he actually calls him a sea sucker before he does it.
That was the smaller one. I got the other one that's longer. But that it is. It's you get when you watch movies like that, and they're so good, it puts you literally in the middle of the game, and that's why that particular scene is so genuine, and that's why everybody loves it so much.
Well, you know, Sonny, I was telling that to Brian just the other day. I said, that scene, well, you know the story, Sonny. It's one of the very first stories I told
yep.
you. Where I was on Sonny's program, I called it, and I told him how the stupid ump was so shocked that I got away with calling him a sea sucker. And when he came over the dugout, you said, dude, I was about to bang you out. And I'm like, yeah, get the hell out of here. And I looked to my crewmates. I said, didn't I call him a cocksucker? He said, yeah, you did. I'm like, well, what the hell?
Why am I still here?
Yeah. It's like, well, what did I not say?
You guys do a show on that, just classic scenes of movies. What are they going to do, get us for copyright infringement? Yeah, right.
No. You're only playing little portions. No, Sonny, you're only playing little portions. And let me tell you guys, that was one of the most popular episodes I've done in the last few months. Remember, I announced it on my board, and I said, hey, anyone who wants in, we're going to just compete against each other. That was a classic night, guys, because we did the
yep.
Hollywood movie, and then we did the TV show tunes. We should do
one. I love
one
that
one.
Yeah.
Now. Oh, thank you for that. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Mark Lee kicked everyone's ass on that episode. Oh, jeez. He knew all of
just
the
because he could type and everybody.
Dude, he knows them. Well, he now does a program with us, cartoons and serials. He's that good. He's funny. He is good. But he has a program on with us now where it's cartoons and serials. He's usually on Sunday night when he does a program. And he's been getting some big guests already. As a matter of fact, guys, tonight I have Daphne Avalon, the internet sensation. You saw her on YouTube. She did the twerking video where she gets knocked down and she gets burned. Well, she's on tonight. She's an L.A. native. She's a cutie, and I can't wait to interview her tonight, 6 p.m. Pacific time on the Flagship Channel. Sorry, Sonny, I had to get that one in.
Don't plug it.
Hey, she's a cutie, guys. You guys should call in and talk to her about her twerking ability. Oh, God, she's cute.
Oh, I will. I will call her about her twerking ability.
Yeah, twerking, whatever.
What's this new phenomenon called twerking?
Dude, her video.
What's it called?
Her video has 10 million downloads.
A bit.
And she was featured on the on the Jimmy Kimmel show or whatever his name is.
Kimbrel.
The Kimmel show. They did the video a few months ago and they just let it go whatever and they did it all and they got 10 million downloads and counting. It's great. So it's cool.
Interesting.
Now, you know that we can still do another program tonight, guys. on Brian's show?
Exactly.
We
well, you know what? We haven't talked. No, we did talk about Monday night. Who are you going to pick in tonight's game, though?
San Diego. Cuervo, who are you taking? Come on, Cuervo. Are you taking Chargers or Indianapolis? Let's see if he gets back to us.
He's going to take the Colts. I know Cuervo.
Think so?
I'm taking the Colts.
Oh, so you? Oh,
I'm taking the Colts because if you can't beat them, you join them, man.
Hey, Cuervo. That's what Cuervo says. But if Cuervo takes the Colts, it's north and south with the Colts. If he goes with the Colts, oh, he is indeed. And east and west went with San Diego.
Yeah, I trust the east and west more on this pick.
Quite frankly, I do too. Couch potato.
So, Sonny, here's what you do if you're frustrated. Since you're picking Indy, go bet $1,000 on San Diego. That way, if San Diego loses, you're still right on your pick. But if you're right on your pick,
well,
you're
I'd rather have the money in my pocket and be wrong. Thank you very much.
Hey, I don't bet much anymore, guys. I just barely bet when I do because, man, I'm tired of losing. I had a 5-team parlay this weekend, and I lost it.
lost one game on the damn thing, and I would have hit all five of them. And you have to hit all five.
Hell, if
win.
You can hit a three-game parlay, you're ahead of the curve.
Yeah, I had Arkansas against South Carolina plus like 7 points, and they lost by 50, so I was a little off on that one.
Oh, God. Chargers lost to the Raiders. Don't get any worse than that. Sorry, scorekeeper, says Marvel.
It makes it a sucker bet, though. If you think about it, Sonny's right with what he said.
82nd Airborne,
baby. The way he broke this game down, he's right. But the thing is, Vegas wants you to think that too. And I don't care what you guys say. I think NFL football is rigged to the point of where they point shave a lot. It might not be the actual wins and losses, but I guarantee you they point shave.
Since we're going to be going into overtime on this, Sonny, are you still live, or are we going into overtime on your channel as well?
Well, we're still going live on my channel, but the problem is that I do have something I got to do today. So
same thing for
in
me.
In fact, I just have to bail. You want to come on to my show? You want me to lengthen it?
Oh no, it's okay. Well, no, we've already gone. We're already at the 2-hour mark. But Cuervo says Reggie Wayne will tear up the Chargers D tonight.
Well, maybe if you go by the stats and you go by the one guy, I think you have to think about it, because when you look at the defense, the Chargers' defense is 28th in the league. So, you know, that's not the worst thing to think about. And as far as, you know, as far as what Indianapolis does, they do it on the ground. So if you can add a Reggie Wayne doing what Cuervo said, that just gives them even more of something to move forward on.
All right. Well, there you go. Guys, I just want to let you know, I know I interrupted that train of thought. I'm sorry. We are in overtime on both channels. If you guys want to do a program later on tonight, we still have this channel available, and we also have Brian's channel available. So if you guys want to do one even – I'm sorry?
I have to umpire tonight.
Okay, so there you go. So who knows?
If you continue, you can. That's what I was saying. I'm still live. So if you wanted to continue, all you'd have to do is hop on to the channel.
Okay, if you guys stay on, I can jump in for maybe 30 minutes. Well, we can continue on our simulcast. Sonny can still continue as well. As long as we don't hang up, we're good. Cuervo, dude, if you're going to come in now, because we're all running out of time, no matter what. Brian, do you have to go now?
Well, I'm running out of so much time, I got to leave. So that's why I'm saying I need you to jump on to – someone needs to jump on to my switchboard, or I'll just leave it open, either one, you know.
Yeah, I have to leave here in just a minute to run an errand and stuff, so I'm going to have to drop off.
Okay, then, Sonny, let's see. Okay, well, what time later then, guys? This is what Cuervo is saying. He wants to do something later. You guys want to do something later?
I can, but if I
can do something later, I'm open for any time. It just depends on what I'm doing when I'm doing it.
Okay, well, there it is. Big Dog has seen it, too. I just noticed he saw that. So just set up a time. We'll do it on Facebook as we're all in communication. What we're going to do is we're going to end this channel right now at this point. I'm not going to go ahead and continue. Oh, 1 hour before kickoff. Cuervo says 1 hour before kickoff. Maybe. Is that good for you guys? Even if it's for a few minutes.
Yeah, I can't.
Okay. You fix the time. Put it up on Facebook. I'll try to join. I don't want to depend. I don't want to pick the time, especially if I can't get there. So I'm not sure where I'm at right now.
Okay, then we'll do that for now. We'll set something up, gentlemen. It's been a glorious morning, and Cuervo, I think we'll do something. Big Dog will probably be available as well. So we'll see what we'll do. Guys, have a wonderful rest of your day. Sonny, you want to take us out because you have the real neat bumper music.
Yeah, I will take us out, and yes, we will definitely keep your eyes and ears open with what's going on as far as other shows here today on the Couch Potato Sports Show via Sports Talk with the Guys, as well as in, Way in Sports. Keep an eye out, and we'll do this every once in a while, and we'll dominate Blog Talk Radio with three or four shows going on at once, and we'll have everybody as an audience. So that's going to do it for us here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, as well as Sports Talk with the Guys via Way in Sports Talk. I am Sonny Clark for Cuervo, for Tarvin, for Big Dog, for Scorekeeper. I'm Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, and we're out of here. Everybody have a great afternoon. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that's hardest working man in sports. Get it right, Kevin.
Sorry about that.
I love you, man. Let's see you.